When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. That is a breath. That's a mouthful, isn't it? Today's episode is going to be about how narcissistic people, toxic people, don't compromise. They don't compromise. They want things to be on their terms at all times, literally at all times. That's why I tell people, when you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, there are going to be double standards that exist in this relationship dynamic. Whatever the relationship dynamic is, it doesn't have to be boyfriend, girlfriend. It could be your parent. It could be your child. It could be your siblings. It could be your family member, your cousins. It could be your friends, your coworkers, your bosses, whoever is the narcissistic, toxic person in your life. The double standard with that person is going to exist. And narcissistic people rarely, if ever, compromise. They just don't want to compromise. They want things to So y'all, I'm a narcissist. I still have narcissistic personality disorder. I use the words they and we interchangeably. So I'll say they sometimes, I'll say we, but like, yeah, narcissistic people don't like to compromise. Like, we need things to work out to our benefit at all times. Like, or else we feel unprotected. We feel unguarded. We feel like things can explode at any time. You know what I mean? So that's why a lot of narcissistic people are out for control. They want to control literally every single thing about every single situation and every single person in their life. They just do. You know what I mean? I know y'all see me sweating and whatever because like, I just got out the shower and it's humid down here. And I'm down here filming in my basement and my neighbor, their house is like right beside mine. So it looked like I'm filming their house, but I'm filming me. So, but yeah, on their terms, even if the narcissistic person, so what I mean by on their terms, on our terms or whatever, even if that narcissistic person, that toxic person, does something bad to you and you forgive them and you take them back, it's still going to be on their terms. Even if that person has treated you terribly, you take them back, boundaries are going to be set on you. You're going to try to set your own boundaries or whatever. And typically narcissistic people might follow those boundaries or abide by those boundaries or those rules or whatever for a little bit. But eventually, the dynamic is going to switch and they're going to be the ones who are in charge of the power dynamic. They just are. That's how narcissistic people, that's how the mind works of a narcissist, y'all. It's just true. So many people try to push back on it and try to make it work with narcissistic people that are not working with themselves, that are unaware of the things that they have going on. It's just a treacherous road, y'all. So many people try to get back. You'll find out about narcissism, right? This is what I'm seeing a lot of now. People will find out about narcissism. You'll become well versed in it. You think you understand it from the insides out. You follow me. You follow Ben Taylor. You follow Cluster B Milkshake. You follow Dr. Romney or Dr. Les Carter. People like that. You might get a hold to some people like that on YouTube or podcasts or whatever. And then you think like, okay, I have a full knowledge base. So maybe I can make it work with this narcissistic person in my life who I know what they're going to do. I know their patterns. So why can't I make it work if I know their patterns? You know? And then you go back into the relationship dynamic. You try to set boundaries and your boundaries get ran over and then you feel silly. And narcissistic people, guess what, y'all? They don't care about wasting your time. They don't care about making you look, feel silly. I'm just telling y'all, they just don't. It's just, they absolutely do not care about how you look and how you feel about the circumstance, about the relationship and whatnot. They just don't. I keep telling people that repeatedly over and over again. Y'all moving around trying to get a better angle. they tell people that repeatedly over and over again that it doesn't get better with narcissistic people. No matter how hard you try, if they are not trying to work on themselves or understand your point of view or go to therapy or put some kind of work in, then it's kind of pointless. You have to accept them for who they are. And who they are is probably somebody that you don't really care about, somebody that you don't really like, somebody that you probably want to be with out of convenience for some kids or some love or whatever. It's me personally, I don't think it's love. After a long time of somebody treating you terribly, I don't think you love that person anymore. I've said this in a few different videos. I think you just trauma bonded to them and you're addicted to them and you had a long-term relationship, so you don't want to waste time and things like that. So you're like, well, maybe I learned so much about narcissism, maybe I can try again. And it never works that way, y'all. It never works that way unless that person is trying to actively work on themselves for the rest of their life and open their eyes up to the world and things like that. But most people, most narcissistic people are not going to do that. They just aren't. And you, the people that, the ones that aren't, you give them a second, third, fourth, 15th chance and you end up looking silly and you wasted more time. So even if they do something bad to you and you take them back, you reach out to them, you break no contact, you drop your boundaries, you drop your guard, it's on their terms now. Because especially if you take a narcissist back for cheating on you or doing something horrible to you, like you can't bring that up again. That's going to be their boundary. Every time you bring that up or try to get some resolution from an event that happened 3, 4, 5 years ago or 3, 4, 5 times, some cheating or whatever, why are you still friends with the girl you cheated on me with? Oh, why are you still worried about it? Like, that cheating was 6 months ago. Are you still going to hold it against me? Why'd you take me back if you're going to hold it against me? You see, you should have just left me alone. We should have just stayed apart. We were better apart. I could do blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Boop, boop, boop. Beep, beep, beep. Y'all know how it goes. I feel like I keep telling people the same thing over and over again. People don't like y'all. One thing I've learned doing this thing, but I've been coaching people about through narcissistic abuse and out of it, and providing clarity and validation on Zoom for over a year now. One thing I've come to see a lot more of is people don't listen. You don't listen. The trauma bond is like the trauma bond plugs your ears up like you going swimming or something like that. Like you're trying to protect, you got an ear infection. Like, hey, don't let water get into your eardrum. You plug your ears full of stuff and you don't hear, you hear what you want to hear, and you go back and try to take the information and go back into a toxic situation where you are not in control. If you willingly go back into a toxic situation, you are not in control. I know it seems like you are. I'm willingly going back into it. You're willingly going back into it under the guise of control, but you're not in control because narcissistic people like myself, we want control. We are gunning for control. We are aiming for control of the situation. No matter what happened, we're back together. All is forgiven. So no matter what I have done to you, if you take me back, you can no longer bring that up again. Now it's a violation of trust. Now it's a violation. Now you keep bringing stuff up. Now you're living in the past. Double standards, my way or the highway. I've taken the highway before. You drove down the highway and came, you drove down the highway and you took me back. My way or the highway, stay off the highway, get out the car. I'm just telling you, so many people get into these dynamics and you want to change the narcissist, but I get it. Yeah, trust me, I get it. I do get it. You're in love, you don't want to waste time, you want to get him a third, 15th chance, whatever. I understand it, but it's going to be on their terms. Narcissistic people are going to do whatever it takes to flip the dynamic to feel like they're in control of the situation again. They just are. If you do, you are not, you going, they're going to make you feel like you're in control. Like they're going to be following your rules for a little bit. Things are going to be good. And guess what? The second you get out of line, guess what happens? They revert back to their old behaviors and they got you. They got you because now guess what? Y'all got another baby on the way. Y'all done bought a house together. Y'all done moved in together again and signed a lease together. Guess what? They found some way to get you trapped and they mess with you. I'm telling you, narcissistic people are going to use you for what they can get out of you. Once you understand narcissism and you understand that they're going to get what they want to out of you now, you're making the choice to go back in it. I know the trauma bond is there. I know the trauma bond exists, but you're actively making the choice. The trauma bond is not like dragging you back into the relationship. It's your trauma bond. That means you are choosing to go back into the relationship. I know, I understand it, but you have to break the trauma bond. So many people have broken it. Why can't you? Why can't you? So many people have broken the trauma bond and are living great lives. Why can't you? Because if you go back into the dynamic, it's going to be on their terms. Whatever the dynamic is, if it's your parent that you cut contact with, if it's your kids you cut contact with, if a boss or whatever, you're trying to go back to the job, whatever, your brothers, siblings, whatever, friendships, whatever, is going to eventually be on their terms. if you accept them back into your life in some way, shape, or form, it's going to flip back into some way, shape, or form on their terms. It just is. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but that's just the way it goes, y'all. That is absolutely the way it goes. So if you are dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person and you continuously taking this person back on their terms, the double standards do exist, y'all. They really, really do. So, y'all, I do have to hop off of here. I got a one-on-one here starting in exactly 1 minute, less than 1 minute. But July 23rd, this week, July 23rd, 2022, going to be the live in-person meet and greet in Durham, North Carolina. Come through. Me, Raw Motivations, Carrie McAvoy, Lisa Sunday. Going to be having a good time out there at the Honeysuckle at Lakewood. I'm posting more information about it. Stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.